Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and welcome in former Browns offensive lineman, the great Jason Pinkston joins us now. Pink, happy Friday, bud.
Happy Friday, fellas.
Well, I'm just curious because we were talking about this game earlier. I called it like a affirming or negating game. It either affirms what you did against Jacksonville or negates it. Other people have called it a must win, but an important win because it's early in the season and this is a should win team. How do you qualify this game for the Browns?
You got to win this game. I mean, any Sunday you can lose. We all know that. Those are professionals on that side of the ball up in New York as well. But, you know, they're not a very good football team right now. And, you know, that was a big one in Jacksonville. People say Jacksonville is not that good, but Jacksonville is a solid football team. We have to win this game or, you know, it's going to be one of the – I feel like this is a game that you have to win. You know, we're open up the playbook a little bit. You know, you're working on some things. And you want to see your team go out there and dominate this football team and close them out and put them away early.
Jason, I'm curious because there's been so much talk, and we saw on the injury report today that Jack Conklin and Jedrick Wills are going to the weekend listed as questionable for the Browns, but a chance maybe Conklin returns because he's practiced fully all week. But as he potentially prepares to make the switch from the right side of the offensive line where he's played his entire NFL career – to the left side of the offensive line where he spent his college career, but it's been a while. How difficult is that switch to make for a player when they're so used to playing on one specific side versus the other?
It's tough, man. That is a tough transition to make just because you're so used to doing everything either one way or another. You know, now you're going to have to reprogram your body when you switch over to the left side or, you know, whatever side you may switch to, that you have to reprogram your body and your feet to do so. But I'm sure that's something that's been worked on, and he's a pro. He knows how to play this game. I think it'll be a smooth transition for him. There's going to be some ups and downs and of just getting comfortable in that position. And obviously you're going to, on that left side, you're typically going to get the better defensive end in most cases. I do like that move for us. I think Jack is a great player. I mean, he's been, when healthy, he has been one of the highest rated tackles in the football game. So I do love it. And I think that'll be big for us just to get some continuity there and just to get our guys back in the right positions and get them going, man. I'm so excited for this season. I just want to see more. I want to see more action from the offense and more delivery, more from the offensive line of winning these games in the trenches for us.
So with that, we've had a few different debates about this week across all of our shows about the O-line's place in the offense's slow start to the season. And I'm just curious, how much do you see of the O-line struggles being about the injuries they've faced, and how much do you think is due to the absence of Bill Callahan?
You know what? It's a little bit of both. I mean, I truly think that obviously there is, you know, there's some merit to the guys that are injured, that are out, I think that are very helpful to our team, that make our team that much more successful. And I do, you know, I got to give it, you know, Callahan his due. He is a very, very good, proven offensive line. And I think when, you know, you have a change like that after you're so used to doing it one way, then maybe the new coach has a different kind of philosophy that you're trying to learn. And but, you know, when you say that, and when you think about offensive line play, when, you know, when George Warhawk was in Cleveland, when I was there, you know, you didn't really coach Joe Thomas. You let him kind of just do his thing, obviously, because he was that good. You know, you wouldn't really kind of coach up very hard Alex Mack or these guys. So, you know, when different coaches come in, they handle things differently. So, you know, I do think losing Callahan played a part in it, and I do think that injuries have played a big part in it as well.
Former Cleveland Brown Jason Pinkston joining us here on the show. Jason, given how poorly things went in week one as you sat down and watched week two, what impressed you the most about the Browns' bounce back effort in terms of what they were able to fix and get better at in that second game?
You know, it wasn't always pretty, but we saw some more glimpses. I thought that Deshaun was a little more accurate. I think there was a little more. You've seen some plays that he made with his legs and scrambling in the pocket. You know, that ball he threw to Judy, man, that was a beautiful play he made scrambling in the pocket. And I thought our defense played a lot better as well. I think we're at a part of the season right now where we're kind of taking those steps and we're getting better now, as you can see it. I mean, obviously week one was just it was awful, but you know, let's call it what it was. And week two, you know, we see them getting better, you get a win. And now you're going into week three here facing the Giants at home. I think this is a very winnable game. And I think we should take another step here on into next week when we go against the Commander as well. I think these next 2 weeks, you know, obviously we're not playing teams that are that great. I think we can actually take a step and see our guys get better moving in, going into our big matchup when we go into Las Vegas to play the Raiders, because that's going to be a good football team.
Pink, there's been a lot of talk this week about passing numbers being down around the NFL. It also happens to coincide with teams that run the ball having more success earlier in the season through the first two games of the season. I'm just curious, because part of this conversation is O-lines are really struggling early in the season. And this coincides with conversations that O-linemen are coming to the NFL more and more raw every year. Is there something that can be done, whether it's by the NFL, O-linemen, colleges, whatever, to get offensive linemen more pro-ready quicker so that we don't have this problem as much in the NFL?
No, I don't think there's something you can do in college. You know, every NFL team during that draft, they have their needs. I think it's more so of scouting the guy you like and seeing them in college and maybe they're somewhat familiar with their South system that they run. But, you know, as an offensive line, you know, it's five guys clicking as one. And you don't have enough time in the off season, and even I would even say going into training camp to get the kind of work in that you need to click on all cylinders. Now I think that, you know, once we get our guys back healthy, you know, I would like to see the trajectory over the next couple weeks to see them get better and better and better. Then you want to see them peak at the end of the season going into the playoffs. You know, hopefully that, you know, everyone's able to come back, you know, from being injured, and they'll be able to stay healthy later in the years. And I think that will be, that plays a good part for us. You know, if you look at our schedule, the back half of the schedule is where we want to see our guys really, really humming and playing good football and being on the same page and not making, you know, stupid mistakes or getting beat up. And I think our schedule lends that to us to be able to do so. But as far as, you know, what college can do, I think, you know, when you get these guys, I mean, you can only draft so many of them. Obviously, we all know that. But it's really about getting the right guy that fits your scheme and it fits the mold of what you're trying to do as an offense. And that's huge.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work, so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty. It's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason, you alluded to Deshaun's performance in week two. You also kind of mentioned that the game as a whole was, it wasn't always pretty, but it was enough. And I feel like that could also describe how he did play in week two. You know, he gets off to the hot start, but then things kind of dwindled in the second half, and the offense wasn't playing as well, and he wasn't playing as well. But he finishes the game, and it was obviously not impressive numbers. But my question in this is that the quarterback? Like what we saw in week two, is that who we should be expecting at this point that Deshaun Watson is going to be? And is that enough, you think, for this team to compete for the grandest prize of all, which is, of course, the Super Bowl?
You know, I don't think that's the guy. I think he's going to no doubt get better. You know, he's a professional, and he's going to, you know, they're going to challenge him each week, you know, to be better at something specific in his game. And I think the guys that we have in that locker room with his receivers and tight ends is going to make him a better quarterback. And I think he's going to continue to grow as each week that he's out on that field and he's healthy and he's playing. I think he'll be better by the end of the year. There's no doubt about it. I think it's too early to say, hey, yeah, that's the guy. He can take us to and win us a Super Bowl, because there's some quarterbacks around the NFL that are playing good football at a high level. You know, I watched the game last night watching Aaron Rodgers, man. It looks like he's getting back to his normal self, slinging the ball around. But I think Deshaun, if he continues to listen and buy into what the team needs and not try to rush it and overdo it and just keep chipping away and chipping away, chipping away, I like how things are going and where they can go to, and that he can be a guy that can lead us.
All right, Pink, before we let you go, buddy, before we let you go off to maybe some Friday Pepsis, I got to know, what's your prediction for Sunday?
I really like this matchup of ours that we have. You know, the Giants are a good football team, but I don't think they're the great football team. I think Daniel Jones is going through their struggles right now. Their offense is having some struggles. The defense is having some struggles. I like the Browns at home to get back on track, to get our first win at home of the year. I think it's going to be 28-7 Browns.
Pink, great
bookie
stuff.
Call your local bookie, put it in, and thank me later.
Or I got the FanDuel app. Maybe you had to get on the FanDuel app there. Pink, be good, buddy.
Appreciate you.
I'm old. I'm old school, man. I don't like the apps. I want to deal with a guy.
Why? So if you're wrong or late, you can break your legs, Pink? I'm not. I like the legal way so much better.
I like the low. I know a local guy. You know, if I want to throw a little something on just to spice things up on a Sunday for me, I go to the local guy.
It's good to know you're still keeping the bookies in business. There,
support
Pink.
Local business, yes, Pink. Exactly. We can't be against that.
Support local business.
Be good, buddy. That is right. All right, Jason Pinkston there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.